This is Russia is intensifying its attack on Ukraine's east on Tuesday as it seized a frontline city and saw a decisive victory in Mariupol, prompting Western governments to pledge more arms and sanctions. Thousands of Russian troops backed by artillery and rocket barrages were advancing in what Ukrainian officials called the Battle of Donbas. Russia's nearly eight-week-long invasion has taken longer than many expected, while still failing to capture any of the biggest cities, forcing Moscow to refocus in and around separatist regions. The biggest attack on a European state since 1945 has, however, seen nearly 5 million people flee abroad and reduce cities to rubble as the incursion drags on. Russia was hitting the Azovstal steel plant, the main remaining stronghold in Mariupol, with bunker buster bombs, a Ukrainian presidential advisor said late on Tuesday. After an earlier ultimatum to surrender passed and as midnight approached, Russia's defense ministry said not a single Ukrainian soldier had laid down their weapons and renewed the proposal. Ukrainian commanders at Azovstal have vowed not to surrender. Also Tuesday, the United States, Canada, Britain, France, and Germany pledged more support to Ukraine. Quote, we will continue to provide them more ammunition, as we will provide them more military assistance, White House spokesperson Jen Psaki said, adding that new sanctions were being prepared. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres called for a four-day humanitarian pause in the fighting this coming weekend when Orthodox Christians celebrate Easter to allow civilians to escape and humanitarian aid to be delivered. Follow us on the VOA mobile app.